Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for June the 29th, 2017. In today's news, a building is undergoing Australia's largest ever elevator modernization, a 42-story vertical village is planned in China, and New York City's future second tallest building has marked an early construction milestone.
Rialto Towers, an iconic 251-meter-tall office property at 525 Collins Street in Melbourne, Australia, is undergoing a major upgrade that includes the largest lift modernization ever undertaken in Australia, according to the elevator consultant Whitfield Rose, which handled design specifications. Otis is providing equipment for the modernization, set to be completed in 2021. The existing technology in 38 elevators will be replaced with new gearless AC technology, and speed will be increased. Energy monitoring equipment is included in Whitfield Rose's specifications to measure energy consumption before, during, and after the project. Special lighting features with colors that change depending on lift position, season, and weather will be added to elevators serving the 55th floor restaurant. Woods Bagot designed the building upgrade, which will add more than 6,000 square meters of space.
A 42-story vertical village that will serve as regional headquarters for Oppo, one of China's largest electronics companies, will be part of a major mixed-use development in Chengdu, China, Architects Journal reports. Vertical construction on the project, designed by a team led by London's Gianni Botsford Architects, is set to start in September. Located in the Singapore Sichuan High-Tech Innovation Park, the 100,000-square-meter development will also have a low-rise portion with retail, a hotel, and spa. The tower's design is punctuated by voids with spiral stairs rather than elevators, which is aimed at promoting interaction.
One Vanderbilt in New York City's East Midtown neighborhood marked a milestone on June 23rd when its first 20-ton steel column was installed, the website Six Square Feet reports. At 1,401 feet tall, the office structure will become the city's second tallest building. SL Green Realty and Acom Tishman are helping deliver the Cohn Peterson Fox Design project, which brings more than 1 million square feet of office space with column-free floors and floor-to-ceiling windows to a full square block bound by Madison and Vanderbilt Avenues and East 43rd and East 42nd Streets. The project includes approximately $220 million in transit and infrastructure improvements, which are expected to be completed by 2020.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.